Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Before Shaun the Sheep and Wallace and Gromit, there was Morph, a relatively simple yet hugely popular animated character. It was the first production from Aardman Animation Studios, and now they're planning to bring Morph back. On the line is co-founder of Aardman, Peter Lord. Afternoon, Peter.
Hi.
So after all these years, why are you bringing Morph back?
Because I couldn't resist, I think. He actually disappeared from the screens for a long time. Like, there was probably 15 years where he was invisible. And then I remember one day I took him to pay a visit to Radio Bristol, here in where we live. Mm. And when I took him into the newsroom, there was incredible excitement about him, which just reminded me how fondly people felt, I guess. And from then, and that was probably 10 years ago, and from then we've been steadily working to bring him back, and now we've managed it.
Yeah, and while I understandably you don't want to give away too much, Delilah, as I understand it, is going to be quite a different character in this new iteration.
She's going to be, I think it's fair to say she's going to be a little bit more positive, because she was a bit of a grouch before. She was kind of ferocious and terrifying, so we tried to make her a bit more creative, yes.
Yeah, but perhaps a bit more, perhaps one could say she was a bit more of a mumsy character in the last time, and now
well,
she's
if she was a grouchy mumsy, for sure, yes. Yeah. So we're softening her a bit, but, you know, it's interesting with Morph's world, because, like, there's quite a lot of tension in it, actually, you know, especially between Morph and Chaz, you know. Mm. So it's not all sugary sweet. There's a bit of grit in there, you know, although Delilah will be a more positive character, she also will not have the greatest respect for the others either.
Yeah. As it should be, of course.
Be, yeah.
Have you started filming them already?
No, we haven't. We're building the sets at this moment. Yeah, so building the sets, getting ready for a slightly bigger scale. You know, when I did the first series, which, let's be honest, it must have been 1980. Mm. It was a long time ago. I did, you know, it was me and Dave Sproxton, and we did everything. Now, of course, in the modern age, we've got a team of probably, I don't know, a dozen people at least to do it. And we'll have different animators. We'll be animating Morph at the same time, which is rather interesting.
Mm.
All trying to make him look the same, of
yes.
course, but on working on different sets at the same time.
How big is a set for a typical Morph production?
I'm standing in a little room now, which is sort of 12 by 15 feet, I suppose. And you could, in the room like this, you would put a set that was smaller than that, you know, maybe 2 meters long. His desktop is 2 meters long. You need space for the lighting and so on.
Mm.
But the great thing about Morph's world, because he appears to live on a real desktop belonging to an imagined real artist. But that desktop is kind of miraculously extends as long as we need it to be. You know?
Yes.
So if he needs to go wandering to find something, he can wander off to the left and disappear, and then reappear and wander off to the left and disappear again, and keep going as if the table has become magically infinite.
And using stop-motion animation, has it changed with the advent of computers over the last 20 or 30 years, or is it still very much a physical process?
It's still very much the same, actually, yeah. Which is lovely. I'm very proud of that, actually. I mean, the way we animate, that handmade thing where you take a little puppet made of plasticine and move it and take a frame and move it and take a frame, that way of working is actually, people were doing the same thing 110 years ago, actually. Mm. So that has stayed the same. But, of course, we're not idiots. And modern technology helps us in various ways that the audience won't see, actually. So in the past, Morph always used to stand up by a frankly amazing feat of balancing. Because he didn't have any, he had slightly sticky feet. And I kept him upright by balancing him.
Mm.
Which was fine, it worked, but it was very slow. Now, with modern technology, you can put a support behind him and then digitally paint out the support so
yes,
you can't
see
it anymore. So that kind of thing, yes, we do use all the... We use modern technology, but the at the heart of it is something still, I think, wonderfully handmade, you know, and intimate.
But it still means, though, that if Morph is walking, you move his leg a little bit, shoot a frame, move his leg another little bit and shoot a frame. And, you know, do you have to employ rulers and things to kind of make sure he's moving just the right amount? Or
it's systematic. I mean, I think, like, in a walk, it's quite simple because if his left foot is firmly stuck down to the floor the little guy is only about 5 inches high, so you hold his left foot down to the floor and you push the whole body forward. It all moves forward a bit, you know. Now, you could be very scientific about that. You could measure that exactly. We tend not to be. We tend to be more as spontaneous as we can be. So it's done by eye mostly. But again, thanks to computer technology, we record the frames as we go along, so you can constantly review them. So if something goes wrong, you miss your position or something like that, you can always go back and check and put it right.
Mm.
But we do believe in doing it as spontaneously as possible. I'm saying that to you, and I'm sure that listeners would think, well, that doesn't sound very spontaneous to me. That's, it is slow, but and yet it has. I always think it's got some of the I can only say the word spontaneous. It's got the excitement of not exactly knowing what's going to happen next. And I think that keeps it alive.
Yeah, and while you're doing all that and thinking about making everything look as natural as possible, you're also thinking about how he's going to communicate things with his body, because this is very much in the territory of physical comedy.
Yes, it is, yes. No, thank you. That's right. That's absolutely right, yeah. I think when we started Morph, over 40 years ago, I do think that was kind of our innovation, really, was to take a little puppet but make his body expressive, you know, so that if he was, you know, if he's fed up, his shoulders slump and his spine slumps and he loses all his energy and he clumps down, and if he's feeling sort of hyperactive, he's sharp and bright and alert and moves fast, and his face, we can change the shape of his eyes, we can change the shape of his mouth, so his face and his body express what he's thinking. And for us, part of the challenge, and this is what you're talking about, part of the challenge is to make sure you tell the story so that an audience understands what he's thinking about at any given time, but without the prop of words. So we can't say, you know, we can't say one day Morph was bored. No, we can't say that. So we have to act it.
Yeah. And I suppose because you have the luxury of shooting one frame at a time, sometimes then do you stop and think, well, is that quite communicating what we want to say?
Yes, you do. You do. And probably that comes, to be honest, too late. Because you've gone through the movement. You've done the whole little movement, which lasts, say, 3 seconds, and you look at it and you think, gosh, no, I really missed that, you know. Occasionally you do have to shoot the whole scene again, but not terribly often. I mean, if we're making a feature film, you know, with all the super high production values, then we tend to get very, very picky. But with Morph, there is an element of cheerful, you know, let's get this done, bash through it, and if you slightly missed some point in the narrative, you can perhaps fix it again with maybe a little close up or something like that, some extra shot you can shoot. So we're quite good at fixing our mistakes.
When are you hoping that Morph will be on the screen?
Now there's a very good question. and we've just started, so we haven't even started shooting. So I assume, but please don't. I was going to say, don't quote me. I'm going to quote myself. I'm assuming it must be late next year. That would be my guess.
Yeah,
the rate that we work.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to that. And thank you so much for speaking with us today. Peter Lord, co-founder of Aardman Animation Studios. Thanks a million.
Nice to talk to you, Sean. Bye.